The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 222, Home Sweet Hunger.
So, have you ever heard of it? It's kind of a small town.
Honga? I'm not sure I have. Where on earth is this place?
It's on the Honga River on Maryland's eastern shore. If you got in a boat and shot across the Chesapeake Bay, you'll land at the Patuxent River Naval Air Station.
I know where that is. This Honga. Is it very big?
Not at all. Just a small settlement.
That's a pretty strange name.
It's from the Native American Osage Nation. It means Earth People. Kind of ironic, isn't it?
What's ironic?
That Hongans are Earth People?
I'm sorry, I don't follow.
We're all Earth People. So everyone on Earth, then, is a Hongan. It just seems like an odd translation. So what about your people?
Well, I guess we're Earth People, too. Except we're from the St. Louis area.
St. Louis. Oh, I love that place.
So you've been there?
Best barbecue ribs on the planet. There's a small place near the docks with ribs to die for.
Well, I think I know the place you're talking about. It's right off the main highway next to the Mississippi. Well, now you got me hungry.
Hey, I was born hungry.
There comes our waitress, just in time.
You boys ready to order?
Yes, I'll have the house prime rib, the biggest you got, with all the sides.
And how would you like that cooked?
Rare, please.
And you, sir?
Give me the same thing, but just show the meat the grill, and then bring it to me.
Okay, one very rare prime rib. And would that be with all the sides?
Yes, please.
All right, I'll be right out with that, since we won't be cooking it very long.
Well, it's a pretty big piece of meat. Are you sure you can handle it?
No piece is too big for me. My mom always said that I was born with two stomachs.
Really? That must have been when you were a grown teenager.
Well, I'm still pretty much like that.
So what were you doing in St. Louis?
I was at Scott Air Force Base doing what I'm doing here.
Ah, yes. Good old Scott Air Force Base. You must get around the country in this job.
Like the song says, I've been everywhere, man. I guess in your job, you've moved around a lot, too.
Yeah, it varies. I move about every 3 years or change job every 18 months. There's always something new to learn.
Got any favorite places?
I'd say Joint Base Langley in Virginia.
The old Fort Eustis?
Yeah, I was there as a part of a tactical vehicle development program.
Well, that has to be pretty interesting. I have a friend who was there in the early 80s when they were developing the Gamma Goat.
Oh, what a disaster that was. That one was just as bad as the one I was working on. Never got to the prototype phase.
Unfortunately, the Gamma Goat not only did that, but went into production.
I tell you, if our food doesn't come soon, I'm going to start eating all the sauces here.
You must have an appetite like mine.
Like you, I've also been accused of having two stomachs.
Well then, welcome to the club.
Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, sir.
I'd like you to meet Agent Matthew Slane. Agent Slane, Agent Tony Simon.
We meet again, Agent Simon. Johannesburg, wasn't it?
Yes. I turned over my prisoner to you. Good to see you again.
As I told you, Tony, Agent Slane is also IDF, which will give you a bit more flexibility.
Agent Slane, would you happen to have a notepad?
Certainly, sir. I have one right here. Never leave home without it. Do you need me to make any notes or something?
No, I was just curious if you had one or not.
I think Agent Simon was just seeking some reassurance. His previous partner relied only on technology and it failed him.
I can understand that. Not to worry, Agent Simon. I'm very much old school.
I find that rather refreshing, Matthew. There is certainly a time and a place for technology, but we can't afford to rely on it totally. So, Director, What new adventure do you have for me?
As of right now, desk duty. We have intercepted communications that need analysing. It will give you and Matthew an opportunity to get to know each other.
I see. So it's back to pushing a pencil for a while.
It's all part of the job. And a very important part, I might add.
Ah, that's a refreshing attitude.
I take it your former partner was expecting more James Bond-type action.
Precisely. The ironic thing, he's now working in IT.
Yeah, not a lot of field action there, unless he likes playing computer games.
His love of technology was stronger than doing field work. I think he'll do just fine there. Well, I'll leave you to it.
Very well, sir. So, what have you been doing since Johannesburg?
I stayed in Johannesburg after that. We had a lot of follow-up work to do. We weren't sure how much intelligence we gathered from that interceptor your team found.
That was certainly an interesting mission for me. I don't think I'll ever forget that one.
I imagine getting kidnapped would make it quite hard to forget.
And you would be right about that.
I suppose we should get to these intercepted communications.
Yes. They're certainly not going to read themselves.
We are clear of the Boldabar portal. I am now receiving tracking information from the Potomac.
Can you determine its destination?
I need more tracking information. I will advise.
Navigation, set course for Titan 4.
Aye, aye. Setting course for Titan 4.
Helmsman, all ahead standard.
Aye, Captain. All ahead standard.
Captain, current trajectory indicates that their destination is Titan 4.
Thank you, Georgia.
So, I take it that given their current course, we're going with Plan A.
Liam, turn the ship over to Georgia. Georgia.
Yes, Jaffra.
You have the controls. Continue on course to Titan 4, all ahead standard.
I will comply.
You know, I can fly and listen at the same time.
I need everyone's undivided attention. Now, Joe Mack and Marco, have either one of you been to the Titan system before?
I've never had any reason to go to that miserable, desolate place.
Miserable and desolate? Hey, we're not talking about the Outback here.
I'll have you know there's a lot of beauty in the Outback and lots of gold, too.
And opal, among other rare gems.
I'm beginning to have second thoughts about teaming you three up.
I wouldn't worry much about it. I think we make a pretty good team.
Yeah. Like the good, the bad, and the ugly. In no particular order.
Once we land on Titan 4, I'll have a bat at your disposal to go to Titan 3. You'll go to the IDF base where you commandeered that fighter.
And they won't arrest me?
You'll be fine.
What exactly do you want us to do if we encounter Haneke?
Contact me immediately. If it's a situation where you might lose him or one of his men, detain them and transport back to Titan 4.
But what about the fact that there's no extradition treaty?
You would still be in the Titan system, so there would be no violation. Only if we took them back to Boldabar.
Of course, Haneke could try to escape and put up a fight.
Just understand that dead or alive, he cannot legally leave this system. Now, as for the Titan IV crew, Captain Tam, that would be the two of us.
And as I understand it, we will be using a diplomatic approach.
Yes, the Controller has been in talks with Governor Drachmar. As a minimum, we should have an audience with him.
The last time we were here, Agent Simon met with Drachmar and got nowhere with him. All we discovered was that he played both sides.
And I expect nothing different. We have to at least make an effort to do this the right way.
I wouldn't be the least surprised if Haneke doesn't go straight to Drachmar for help. And it also wouldn't surprise me if Drachmar hid that from us.
I fully expect him to be anything but truthful. The only thing that talks to him is monetary units, and I'm not willing to give away any of our bounty.
I second that.
All in favor say aye.
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 Seems to be unanimous, although it didn't require a vote. Now, for Team 3, Nate and Liam.
The best for last, obviously.
Speak for yourself there, Liam.
I am.
You two will stay back with the ship.
Are you sure that's an effective use of manpower?
I agree. George is quite capable of guarding the ship. It'd be much more useful looking for them.
That's true. We can utilize the two quads and search the city.
But you aren't authorized deputies or bounty hunters.
We don't need to be. We'll just be another set of eyes and ears. Maybe we can listen for scuttlebutt about Haneke.
Or get lucky and actually see him.
That's interesting, but if I'm not mistaken, I'm the only one who has seen both of them. How are you going to identify them?
We have access to the old Rage personnel files. The controller has sent photos of both of them. Georgia, go ahead and send the files to our personal data devices.
The photos have been sent.
Checking mine now. Yep, that's them, although the one of the guard is a little flattering.
Enter the photo into your facial recognition application. If they're out there, you'll identify them. Once you do, contact me. If I'm unable to answer, contact Captain Nate. The capture of Hanukkah takes precedence over everything else.
And if they resist?
I know you have a personal vendetta against these two, but I'm asking that you do not engage unless it's a matter of life or death. I expect you two to make sure nothing like that happens.
Not to worry. We'll keep an eye on her.
Gabby's a former soldier. She'll be all right.
I'm just saying.
Gabby, I know you want revenge on Hanukkah, but I also know that you can see the big picture. We need both of these guys alive. As a famous bounty hunter once said, he's no good to me dead.
Hey, Jim. You're getting an early start.
Yeah, I've been trying to run down these two goons who jumped me.
You getting anywhere with that?
We've gotten a few hits on their location, but haven't narrowed it down to a residence.
They've both been identified as Hongan, right?
Yeah, Pierman got a positive ID on their ID files. I'd like to take them down, but we don't know yet why they're here, other than to assist Korsky.
And he's leaving soon for Texas. I wonder if they'll follow.
Well, if they don't, then we're looking at dual targets.
It's bad enough you can't figure out one target, let alone two.
Targets? Have you two come up with multiple targets?
I thought that's what I heard, too.
No, we were just speculating that if these two Hongans don't follow Korsky to Sam Houston, then we might be looking at another target.
Another target, huh? Look, you guys don't have to walk around on tiptoes. I know Lister escaped, and he wants to teach me a lesson. I was with him long enough to know how he operates. The second mission you're worried about is me.
Lenora, we can't assume that. There is no evidence that you are a target.
Lenora's a target? What's this all about? Is someone after you, Lenora?
It's nothing more than idle speculation. There's no proof that I'm a target.
Oh, I don't know. I wouldn't completely dismiss it. You were at his side for a long time, and you bailed on him.
I don't doubt he wants revenge, but Boldabar Prison is a long ways off.
And so is Hanga, but they're among us. All he would need to do is get word to them. Nothing says that they can't pick up a side job while they're here.
I think Lenora's right. It's going to take a while to get something like that lined up. Lister's on the run. Getting away is his top priority.
I think you're right, sis. His main concern is finding a place to seek shelter.
And that would be in the Titan system. That's a very long ways from here, even using portals.
Look, we need to concentrate on the here and now. If, and it's a big if these two Hongans are possible hitmen for Lenora, we need to find where they're living, follow them, and see what they're up to. We'll work our case, and maybe we can prevent another case.
So what do we have so far?
We know that the two men who attacked Jim and Mr. Thornton were hires, and most definitely Hongan.
Well, yeah, for all intents and purposes, Korsky didn't come into existence until the 90s. He doesn't appear in yearbooks or on the rolls of the high school he supposedly graduated from.
We know that Bishop was a part of the tactical vehicle development team at Eustace with Korsky. We also know during that time he was Korsky's superior.
And there's no record of Bishop's Archon that he supposedly earned from Eustace.
And just like Korsky, his past is very sketchy. Not much of a paper trail. Also, Sam has pretty much determined that this Bishop guy is a Hongan.
Other than covering up for Korsky's manslaughter charges, we have no idea what binds all of these people together except for Korsky himself.
Scarlet. What was it exactly that they had on you to get you to cooperate with them?
Part of it was that they misrepresented themselves. They were crusading against big government and the bureaucracy of it all. Then, of course, they promised to bring the killer of my parents to justice.
Then we need to find out two things. One, is Korsky one of us and is helping them like Scarlet here was? And two, if so, what are they promising him?
The thing is, we don't know enough about Korsky's past to know that. Kate, did you pick up anything when you interviewed him?
only that he was very sure of himself and uncooperative until I pressed him about the accident.
Maybe that's it. Maybe it's the accident. He knew that he was in the wrong. He worked for Bishop, a Hungan, looking for a local to enlist. Bishop promises Korski to make it all go away if he helped him.
And once they clear him of all charges, Korski realizes he's now in too deep.
But that doesn't explain his missing past.
Rage wiped it clean. Most agencies only go back to high school at the most. I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if his name wasn't Korski.
Yeah, but his prints and CODIS verify him as Korski.
Those are merely computer files which can easily be changed.
There was a time when you could check census records, but even those are on computer now.
It's looking more and more like we're going to need a break from Garrett and Sam. We're running out of options.
A lot of these communication intercepts are coming from the Ukrainian front.
Terrible situation right now.
I understand you and junior analyst Jameson were there recently.
Yes, along with our American friend Kate Hawke. We teamed up with the Ukrainian secret police and agent Anton.
It's a shame that it all started with Jameson's kidnapping. That had to be a very trying time.
Yes, but I think he dealt with it quite well, given the circumstances.
Do you anticipate his return any time soon?
I'm sure he'll return someday. He was developing into a good agent, but family must come first. He needs to take care of his mother.
In your time there, were you able to make sense of what was going on?
It's the same problem you see all over the world. Some nation has land that is strategically valuable, and others lay claim to it. It's very interesting orbiting the Earth.
Interesting. You mean other than this spectacular view?
Yes. It's not what you see. It's what you don't see.
Borders!
Exactly. Borders. You really can't tell where Russia ends and Ukraine begins. It's just a large landmass occupied by tiny little ants.
Unfortunately, there were a lot of army ants down there.
Are we discussing entomology here?
I wish that was all we were talking about. No, sir. We were discussing some of the secret communication intercepts we have. Countries are fighting over borders that you can't see from space.
Ah, I see. Well, unfortunately, we can't stop the army ants from trying to take over the world, but we certainly can slow them down. I just received a message from Pearman. As I'm sure you're aware, Tony, our American counterparts are continuing their work on the Hongan case from Houston.
Yes. I remember that Scarlett was refusing to help unless we helped bring a Colonel Korski to justice. Hank was arrested along with Louis in Queens. So, what's the problem now?
They've identified at least three more Hongans involved with this Colonel Korski. Lenora is involved in the investigation.
And that is important because?
Because Lister has escaped from Boldabar Prison.
I see what you're saying. Lenora is part of the reason Lister was arrested.
I'm familiar with Lister, but who is this Lenora?
She was Lister's right hand. She was abandoned after a rage attack on her planet. They took her in and raised her as a rage fighter. When we trapped Lister and Wi-Fi on Titan 3, she turned on him. And I could tell you, he was not happy.
I see. So with at least three Hongans involved in a case she's working on, there's a chance she could become a target.
That's precisely what Pearman is afraid of. There's an IDF team in pursuit of Lister. They are speculating that Lister will head to the only planetary system where rage is tolerated.
He's going right back to the Titan system.
As I understand it, they don't have an extradition treaty with anyone.
And with Drachmar as the governor, don't expect one. I've dealt with him before. He's not to be trusted.
Sir, might I ask, what has this got to do with us?
For the very reason Agent Simon just stated. He has had many dealings with Drachmar and also with both Lenora and Lister.
Have you, sir? You actually met Lister?
Both of them were my prisoners at one time.
And yet Lenora now works for the IDF. That's quite a turnaround.
She finally saw Rage and Lister for what they were. Now, Director, what were you going to say about how this affects us?
We may be sending you and Slane here back to Titan IV to negotiate with Drachmar, while the IDF team tracks down Lister.
I see.
And that's not all. Lenora knows Lister better than anyone we have, or the Americans.
So she may be going also.
If you were concerned about these Hongans taking her out, that would eliminate that possibility.
I suppose that's one way of looking at it. Agent Slane, do you have any experience in deep space travel?
Yeah, I was in Boulder Bar for my initial IDF training, so I'm familiar with what is involved.
Well then, it seems that all we have left to do is wait.
So, you're convinced that Bishop is one of your people?
Beyond a shadow of a doubt. There's just something familiar about him. Like that phony southern accent he has.
I've lived in Texas most of my life. It doesn't sound that bad.
Well, it wasn't just that. It was his whole demeanor. The way he ate, and all those little nuances that you wouldn't notice, but I would.
I did notice how he got rather enthusiastic talking about food and premium salt. I thought that was kind of odd. What exactly did you pick up on during your mealtime with him?
I told him I was from Hanga.
You told him what?
That I was from Hanga. You should have seen his face. It was like I had smacked him with a dead mackerel.
You actually came out and told him you were from Hanga? Don't you remember? We talked about this. We can't risk scaring him off and possibly blowing the whole operation.
Don't worry. I said Hanga, Maryland.
There's actually a town called Hanga?
I pulled up a map on my phone to show him. I know it was a risky move, but you should have seen the look on his face.
Sam, that was pretty risky. I'm not sure that was a smart move.
Don't worry, he's none the wiser.
Who's that, I wonder?
It's an army staff car. Maybe it's Bishop wanting to go a second round of eating. I'll be right back.
Sam, I hope this isn't an intrusion. I was wondering if we could have a quick chat about the museum gutters.
Well, I guess. Let me go get my partner.
That's okay. This won't take long. Have you tried the Bowling Alley Snack Bar? They have the best burgers on post.
That sounds great. Let me call Wayne and let him know.
So what's up?
Colonel Bishop wants to talk about the museum gutters over a burger. Do you mind?
Sounds like a good opportunity. Be careful.
Yeah, I'll be back shortly. See ya. All right, let's go.
Driver, around the block.
So, this is unusual. Why are you asking me to go with you? Because I know you don't have any questions about the museum gutters.
And you would be right. You're not fooling me, Sam, if that's really your name. You're from Hanga. Just like me.
Did Sam make a big mistake by meeting with Bishop? Will Simon, Lenora, and Slane be headed for Titan? What kind of reception can the crew of the Mercury expect on Titan? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Hongan da Hongan.